Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie does have the day off, so I'm going to try to jump in and try to do the entertainment minute. It won't be as good as Julie, people. She does recap everything that's happened in Hollywood, and she does it in 60 seconds. Here's a really cool animated series that's going to be happening. It's called Bug Therapy, and it's going to star some huge names. It's an animated short film voiced by Meghan Trainor, Dr. Phil, Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us in St. Louis, Jay Leno, and Tom Green. And the film follows insects who deal with mental health issues, from OCD, depression, codependency, addiction. And they said right now, more than ever, people are struggling with mental health issues, and this is a way to connect, especially with younger kids, and explain to them that we're all dealing and struggling with something. And big names are attached to this.
Good.
To kind of normalize therapy and normalize mental health issues. So, wow, what a cool show. I'm excited for that. We've been covering this Kaley Coco divorce, and she recently filed for a divorce with her husband. Well, rumor has it, we might know the reason why, because she might be hooking up with Pete Davidson.
Now, what?
She was on set with Pete Davidson for a romantic comedy called Meet Cute. And sources said they spent a lot of time together, really friendly on set. Then they saw him at Six Flags about a month ago, and they're like, oh, we're just friends. And now, a month later, she files for a divorce, and everyone's kind of like, we've seen the couples and co-stars hook up and start dating before. Maybe that's why these two are spending so much time together. All rumors, could just be men and women being friendly, but we've also seen this story happen over and over and over again.
Man, ladies love Pete Davidson.
I know. Yeah. He does. Like, all of a sudden, he's like Ariana Grande and Kaley Coco.
Yeah.
He seems like a weird dude. I get
right.
It. Yeah,
but he's very funny, and he's probably very personable, and you know, that's great. Good for Pete.
Just didn't think he would date the girls that he does.
I know.
Yesterday was the Met Gala. Last year, they took it off because of COVID. Now, if you don't know what Met Gala is, it's at the Metropolitan Art Museum, and it's their biggest fundraiser. It's kind of opening night, and if you've ever seen the movie Cruella, it's basically Cruella.
That's great.
Over-the-top fashion. I've also seen it's Halloween for adults. That's also very true. The fashion is the biggest deal. You see, like, J-Lo and Ben Affleck there. Rihanna was there. Kim Kardashian wore all black and even covered her face. It's like the weirder, the bolder, the better. And so you can see all of those fashion statements at the Met Gala. All of the rich and famous people were there, and they are all very excited to show off their weird fashion after being at home in sweatpants for 18 months doing Zoom calls. That's your entertainment minute. You can see all those pictures at y98.com. Your entertainment minute is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo.
I guess you moved on really easily.
You're less than like 2 minutes away from winning Justin Bieber tickets. We have them at this exact time all week on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie is off this week, so I'm going to cover the next 2 days, actually. I'm going to cover the Entertainment Minute, where we recap everything that happened in Hollywood in 60 seconds. I don't do it as good as Julie, but you're going to get your entertainment news. And here's an interesting story. Tiffany Haddish and Common have been dating for a while now, and she said recently during an interview, when you propose, don't propose with the ring I want you to use.
If he decides he wants to marry me, I don't want a ring. I want an apartment building. Because then
does he know this?
Yes, he's aware. He said, I'm crazy for that. I said, no, I'm not crazy. I'm smart, because a marriage is a union of two businesses. Uh-huh. And the whole point of coming together is to grow yourselves, but also grow a family and make sure they have something to inherit.
Interesting. She said, what am I going to do with this ring? When my kids, they can actually cash in on that apartment building. This is what we're doing. We're trying to build a life. So let's buy an apartment building.
Wow. All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
Right? This is something only rich people have to worry about. Most of us are just struggling to get a ring. You're like, yeah, buy me in a whole apartment building.
Right.
Ridiculous. Drake is making history. Drake has 9 of the top 10 tracks in the Billboard Hot 100 this week.
Whoa.
With his new album, Certified Lover Boy. That includes the number one song in the country. Actually, the last time anyone's done anything like this, to have all top 5 of the 5 songs in the top 100, the Hot 100, was the Beatles, who did it in 1964.
Wow.
1 through 5, all Drake. And 7, 8, 9, and 10. Actually, the only spot that in the top 10 that is not covered by Drake, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber and Kid Laroi have the number 6 spot.
Nice.
And now it is time to give away Justin Bieber tickets.
Hey.
If you want to win
symmetry.
If you want to win Justin Bieber tickets, just be caller 18. We'll open up with that Bomberito box office when he comes back in 2022. 314-531-9898. Good luck. Wake up with Brett and Julie. Let's jump into the entertainment minute. I'll cover it for Julie because she has the day off. We recap everything that happened in Hollywood in 60 seconds. And the Met Gala is back. I feel like everyone in the entertainment world and Hollywood was there. And if you don't know what the Met Gala is, it's at the Metropolitan Art Museum in New York. It's their big fundraising event. It's kind of their kickoff party. And it's where fashion is basically Cruella. If you've ever seen the movie Cruella, where they go over the top fashion, that's kind of how they do it. And that's what it's known for. It raises a ton of money for charity. But it's like, the bigger they do it, the more bold they do it, the better. Kim Kardashian showed up wearing a outfit all in black and even covered her entire face. Billie Eilish was totally glammed out. Everybody who's anybody's at the Met Gala. If you want to see those ridiculous and awesome fashion statements, you can go to Y98.com to see that. There's this really cool animated short coming out. It's called Bug Therapy, and it's going to have some big names attached to it. Megan Trainor, Dr. Phil, Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us, a St. Louis native, Jay Leno, and Tom Green will all be in this animated short called Bug Therapy that follows insects who deal with mental health issues from OCD, depression, codependency, addiction. And they said right now people more than ever are struggling with mental health, and they want to be able to connect with people on different levels.
I think that's awesome. It reminds me, Free to Be You and Me, when I was really, really little, that was a big special of a lot of stars, and they used to show that like in school as well. And it was about, you know, you're changing your body, emotions, things like that. So that's awesome.
Just a way to normalize therapy. Mm-hmm. I think we saw it in the middle of the pandemic. We did a bunch of Sesame Street specials on like Saturday mornings with like Good Morning America and stuff like that, and the Today Show. And they were so helpful for people understanding the stress that we've all been under. And Drake is making history. Drake has 9 of the top 10 tracks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. That's right, 9 of the top 10 from Certified Lover Boy, which just came out. He actually has the top 5. 1 through 5. The last time anyone went 1 through 5 off an album was the Beatles. They did it in 1964.
Man.
The only song that he doesn't have in the top 10 is a song from Justin Bieber and Kid Laroi. It's called Stay. Pretty impressive feat. Don't forget, we do have Justin Bieber tickets every morning at 7:35 all week. If you want any of those stories, you need to go head over to Y98.com. This entertainment was brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. Here's Kid Laroi right now.
You cut out a piece of me and now I bleed internally. Left it without you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long.
Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.